कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। Explaining the nectar of instruction. I told you the instructions are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami giving how we can enter in the sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then to Radha Krishna Yugal. So we have done third shloka also. How we should behave with Vaishnava to have something, to give something, to take something, how to hear and how to follow. So dadati pratigrahnati goyam akhyati prichati bhunte bhojate chaiva sarvidham pritilakshanam. If you knowingly or unknowingly you are associating with bad elements, all their qualities come in you. If they are mayavadi, istri sangi, asadhu, unknowingly even, or knowingly you are meeting, then these bad many habits and everything, very soon it will come to you. And if it is done to a high class of devotees, knowingly or not even knowingly, not even asking him any question, nothing doing. Even the atoms from his body, his soul will come and it will elevate you. And if something giving, taking, hearing, serving, then what to tell? So dadati pratigrahnati. Oh, Shyamrani, you should speak.
So in this fourth verse, the dati pratigrihnati, exchanging gifts, bhunte, exchanging gifts, giving and taking, the dati pratigrihnati, guhyam akhyati prichchati, revealing my mind in confidence, and here,
goyati prichchati, goyam akhyati prichchati. He has translated Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, opening one's mind to devotee. Who is pure devotee? Among the all devotees, Gurudev is pure devotee. So here, opening one's mind, mind means heart. We should try to open our heart. If you are not opening, or blocking, and not opening, then what will be? It will be more than atom bomb. And you, in your heart it will burst. Explode. And you will be? I know that so many devotees, they want to conceal something here. But it is very bad, very bad. They tell that, don't tell this to Gurudev. Otherwise, something. I think our Gurudev used to tell that who has something here hidden from Gurudev, they will be very far away from Gurudev, real devotee. And if they are very far, they want to be far away, not so much open hearted, it means there something is black in heart. हम लोग कहते हैं दाल में काला है. In dal there is some blackish. In Indian proverb, there is something wrong. So we should try to open our heart. There must be one to whom I can open my heart like a diary, and he can read. Nothing to conceal, nothing to hide. Then he will very soon progress and he can serve Gurudev. Otherwise not. Always he will fear and he will try to be. So, prasadam, chatur vidhasi, bhagavat prasadam, svadvannan, triptan, haribhakta sanghan, in haribhakta sanghan, in the assembly of Haribhakta, oh Gurudev is very expert to take prasadam and to give prasadam. I think it will be better that, I am not taking anything, but distributing to all devotees. This will give him more happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never used to take anything. Very little. And those were not so tasteful only. Lafra Benjan. But he used to serve all. So we should try to be. I think prasadam here means anything. Don't keep for you. Your everything should be for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. Then you will be true devotee. कृष्णेति जस्य गिरिं तं मनसात् दीक्षाश्चेत प्रणतभिश्च भजन्तमीशं शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञमनन्नमन्न निन्दादि शून्य हृदय मक्षति संगलब्ध्वा. What is translating? You should read translation. What he is doing? Rami. One should mentally honor 47. Asya giring tang manasadriyat. What is the meaning? He told Arjuna. And moreover, anything?
He said that their character may not be perfect. And then maybe like
Kanishta
Adhikari, but you should not disrespect
them
in any way. That's what he said.
But if he is Mayavadi enchanting, and he be Dharmat Dhaji, Sahajiya Sakhi Bhagi, should we give honor or not? So we should tell all these things. Not this will do. And here it has been told manasadriyata. Why? Because if he is not Mayavadi, not associating with Mayavadi or Sahaji or Sakhi Bheki or anything, not Istri Sangi, and he is chanting, so we should honor him by might, by heart, that he is in our
family.
But not doing pranam, because he is Kanishta Adhikari. And who is doing? Oh, he is Madhyam Adhikari. These teachings are for Madhyam Adhikari. So if he should, by mind he should do, not doing actually pranam. Why? Oh, because that person is Kanishta Adhikari. He cannot tolerate that. And so many persons, they cannot reconcile this. So, better to do pranam by mind. Oh, he is in our family. Oh, one day he will be. Okay.
If someone is chanting more than once, daily, and he's not a Mayavadi, he's not Sri Sanghi, but he doesn't have proper respect for...
Respected like this, by mind. Not by doing pranam.
Be Kanishta. If he is not honoring
other Vaishnavas,
then he must be Kanishta.
Kanishta. Oh, Kanishta to Kanishta. Prakriti. So, we should only, oh, one day he will be like this. If he is chanting whole day and night, even if he is not giving proper respect to Vaishnavas, oh, he should be considered Kanishta Adhikari. Anyhow, he can chant. And what? How chanting? Hare Krishna, but his mind will be here and there. So many problems. Madam Adhikari at least knows all these things, something. So he should respect like this. And others are okay. But if anyone... Nindadi Shunya. No criticizing. Whether he is bad or good. No matter to criticize. Par Subhav Karmani Jahanindeta. So Asub Bharsate Swartha. Or you should not criticize anyone. If he is good or don't. Offense. And if he is bad and you are criticizing, even all the bad qualities of that bad person will come to you. Don't do nothing. A guru can do. He is very powerful. Oh, he cannot take any bad things. He is so much powerful. But others, Madhyam Adhikari, those who are in Madhyam Kanishta, oh, they cannot. They may fall. So we should be always careful. So, nindadi sunna, susushya bhajana vigyam ananya, ananya bhajana vigyam. Ananya. Always. Like
unbroken steam.
Unbroken. And they are doing bhajan. What? Ashtakali lila bhajan also. Then you should do susrusha. Susrusha means you should serve by always, thinking that he is my real bandhu. Don't be far away from him. Another sir, okay. Dishtai subhava janitair bapusascha dosair na praktatva miha bhakta janasya pashet gangambasam nakhalu badbad bhena pankai brahma tattvam bhakachyate nirodhar. You can speak. Not so lengthy. You can.
So,
oh, yeah, remember.
Srila Rupa Goswami is instructing us here, we should not behave this nervous
seeing their externally behavior. Some may be, according to their construction of their body, maybe some was not so handsome, look like ugly, some voices not so sweet. Just like Ostabhakta Rishi, he is bended in so many forms in his body, but his soul is good. So everyone who is doing bhajan and pure bhajan, their soul is good, maybe his outwardly look like so ugly or maybe hurt so hard. Just like Bhagavad Gita Maharaj used to spread skin and bone of pieces here and there in his boundary, the nun can come and disturb him. So seeing this external behavior, who is besides?
तन्नाम रूप चरितादि सुकृत्तनानु अनुस्मृत्यो क्रमेण रसनामनसीनि युज्यतिष्ठन् ब्रजे तदानुरागी जनानुगामी कालम नयेद इखिलाम इत्युपदेश सार. दिस इज एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द टीचिंग रूप गोस्वामी कलेक्टिंग and he is giving. What? Tan naam roop charitadi. You should read first translation done by Swamiji and then.
This is text 8 of the next.
Why? 24 hours. Oh, you should try.
16 rounds.
Not only 16 rounds only. And give other times to other bad things or good things. Don't do. Go on. Very good suggestion. And explanation, anubad is also. Translation is very high. So you should try to follow.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering.
What is the meaning of nice? Nice chanting? Nice means pure name without offense. Oh, Nirmal Hirday. Nirmal Hirday, you know?
Pure heart.
And
with relation.
With relation, with diksha. Diksha has been done. The cha, the Divya Gyan has come. What is Divya Gyan? Transcendental knowledge. Relation with Krishna has come. And then cha, all kinds of sins, offenses, unearths, all kinds have gone. This is nice. Remembering Krishna pastimes, which each word, Damodar, then what? Pastimes of? Dambandhan Lila. So, always like this. Then, in name, everything is there. All rasas are there. All pastimes are there. All powers are there. Everything. Then, name, transcendental form, go on.
One should engage 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. Thereby, gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, the Loka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
His purport depends on the explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Always he tries to depend on the explanations of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he also cares for the explanation done by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That is, it is so authentic and so good. You should read in the translation, transcendental realm. Yes.
Again.
Try to hear this. Very. Not here. Take here. Oh, I am Gurudev, I am hearing. Why you are telling so many times? Bring a glass of water, my dear Radhanath Prabhu. Hearing? Yes, Gurudev hearing. Oh, Radhanath, bring a glass of water.
I am not deaf, Gurudev.
Gurudev, am I deaf that you are telling, repeating? I know and I have heard. Radhanath Prabhu, go and bring. Oh, so you have not told before. And there was any water there kept for anyone, and he went and brought. Oh, from where you? Is it
pure
and to take or not? Oh, I don't know. You wanted water, I brought water. Oh, this will not. In all round, it should be pure. And always try to know the aim and object of your Gurudev. If you are not knowing, fully not knowing, that you are not disciple yet fully. There is something like it. A real devotee, a real disciples. He knows what Gurudev. Gurudev has come from anyone, any place. And his lips are dry. And anyone, oh, gives fan. Why drink? He requires water. Oh, bring very good water as he likes. Oh, fanning afterward. If sweating, then you should do. And it is so cold, and you brought a very big pankha. Fine. We should not do. There were two monkeys like me. No? Two monkeys like me. And Gurudev was lying down. And the two disciples, like monkeys, they were sitting this side, that side, and massaging Gurudev's feet. Yes, like this. They are both fans. Messaging. After that, one was doing fanning. But unluckily, this side fan, touched somewhat in the feet of Gurudev. Right. Then, who was in right side, he became very, very what? Angry. Why you beat my Gurudev's this feet.
Right.
Oh. And then he took that pankha and then, oh, you have done. Then he took his feet and broke the leg. And then, oh, you have broken my Gurudev's legs. Then he also. And Gurudev, what doing? And he was dead. We don't like disciples like this. They should know the aim, the feeling of Gurudev, what he wants. A real guru will not accept disciples like them, reject. He will give a lolai in his hand. Lolai, you know? I have initiated you, take this. Some money, some reputation, something beautiful. Oh, girl, he will give. Oh, you should go. So we should try to know all these things. Then, after that, Again, you should read in the transcendental realm of Braj.
So here, in this talk, what Srila Prabhupada is writing, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Seva Sadaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatrali, Kanthala Chnakarya, Vraja Loka Anusarataha. In the transcendental realm of Braj, Braj Dhan.
This is the process that we can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. He has explained in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. And to this slok he is translating.
One should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates.
Where you are reading?
Yeah, in the transcendental realm of Braj.
Yes.
In the transcendental realm of Braj, Brajadhan, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna.
Like if Raghunath Das Goswami, like a disciple, and Rupa Goswami, pure devotee, Shiksha Guru or anything. He is with Rupa Goswami. How he should go, do? What Rupa Goswami has idea to serve Krishna? He should follow. In what process he internally serves? Conjugal. Rupa Goswami serves conjugal, but he is in one side. He has much more affection for Srimati Radhika and thinks that Radhika is my Swami. And what does Raghunath Das Goswami? He follows quickly. Tavai vasmi, najivami tvayabina, iti vijnaya radhe, tvangnaya mamacharanat. Or Sri Rupa Manjari Prathita Pureshman Punsah Parsh. Nai Parshasi Ti Bimba Dari Khatama Nagata Bhartrikaya Yatte Badhai Kimutu Sukhavan. Very deep meanings in this. So always in all respect, he follows. Like Raghunath, Rupa Goswami. So he has told. The method applicable.
This method, one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of and follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana. Sadhana means, Swami Maharaj has written here, spiritual practices while executed in the stage of bondage. So this method is applicable in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the state of bondage,
and
in the state of sadhya, God realization, when one is siddha purush or a spiritually perfect soul.
What is the meaning? Very important thing. Some tells like this, they have idea like this. Anyone in this stage of bondage, they should not take the name of Radha and Krishna and Gopis. Never. Otherwise you will fall down. You will deficiate from this line. Don't take. First be pure.
Siddha perfect.
And then you can chant the name of Radha Krishna conjugal, or you can remind the Gopis pastimes with Krishna. He has told something else, not like this. And that is why those who are following this, they will never fall down. Never. Because gradually they will go up and they will have some tastes gradually. And that is why they will never fall. Like a stream they are going. Realizing more interest and more greed. And more test is coming, so they will not fall. But those who will think that, first we should be renounced. giving all kinds of desires. We should be pure and siddha. And then we should remember that. Or we can hear all these things. Oh, I think that they are not following Swamiji. And that is why top to bottom, 100% they are going down. But those who are following this, they will never fall down. If they are telling that, oh, those who are chanting in the bondage stage, oh, on remembering the past times of Krishna, hearing even, oh, they are sahajiya. I will tell that, first of all, this person who is writing is sahajiya. Who? Your Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swamiji is sahajiya, father of sahajiya. And also Rupa Goswami. Oh, highest class of sahajiya of sahajiya. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is, oh, sahajiya, more sahajiya. So we will follow sahajiya. No harm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And we want to be always sahajiya. Yeah, like this. So, Krishna Das, Krishna Kavi Karanpur, I like that. So, we should try to realize all these things. Don't obey them. Top to bottom, they are fallen even. Who are, from outwardly, they are not fallen down, but still. If anyone reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're reading the books of Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam. If they have not greed to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, no greed, no taste has come, that they should be rejected forever. We don't like to associate with them. So you should be also Vaishnava. Reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will read. This will read, you will read. Oh, certainly a greed will come. But don't be sahajiya, khurasya dhara. Don't naked Radha Krishna and sell in market these things. Keep very secret in your heart. And you can discuss only with the devotees who are certainly qualified for this. And there, oh, Goyamakhyati Prichati. There, you should apply this. Goyam Akhyati and Prichati. This is most confidential thing. After that, what is written?
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravan Dasha, the stage of hearing.
Oh, very high class of things he has. And they tell me that, oh, Narayan Maharaj, he is sahajiya. We should not hear him. But why he is telling all these things? He is telling everything. Which has been told by Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Neelmani. And also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has in the last of Jaiva Dharma, He has told all these things. From there he has quoted. Go on.
In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katara.
Always hear. Don't make any conclusion. Don't be guru. Don't think by
uncontrolled mind
all the pastimes of Krishna. Here, here, here. Only here. This will help you. This is called Shravandasa. Then?
This is called Shravandasa, the state of hearing. By constantly hearing.
If you are hearing, I am in hearing dasa. But you are always giving so high classes. Then you are offender. You should not do. Some do. So they should be careful. They should not do.
By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Varandasa.
This is called Varandasa. More higher, more higher. We can hear, but to bring this Varandasa is very difficult. Oh, like give up your lust, I heard. Have you given? How many times, how much years will take? Thousand and thousand at birth may take, but you cannot give up your lust. Very hard. Those who are doing like this, this is called Varandasa. So how we can accept without the mercy of Gurudev? Then?
When one attains this stage of Varandasa, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katara.
Very attached. Without Harikatha, he cannot live. He will give up his life. Rupa Goswami himself used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And he was used to be overwhelmed with that. Anyone could not at that time could not think of him that in what stage he is. When one is able to chant.
So, when one is able to chant in ecstasy.
Ecstasy?
Rati. He attains the stage of Smaranavastha. The stage of.
Then he can smaran. Don't smaran now. The sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In morning, evening, and all these things. Don't. First year, all these things. And all will come automatic. And then?
Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance.
Are the five.
Smaran, Dharana, Dhyana, Dhruvana, Smriti, and Samadhi.
Yes.
They are the five items of progressive Krishna Smaran. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals.
Yes.
But later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted.
Now, if you are chanting, especially remembering your Guru Mantra in the morning, like Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gopal Mantra you are doing, at once you will see that, oh, my mind is not here. Either you will sleep, otherwise your mind is here and there. And after some time, you search your mind very, and again forcibly you are engaged. At once, in a moment, you will see that he has gone. Very difficult, but very easy also, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. When
remembrance is uninterrupted.
No interruption.
It becomes concentrated, and it is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi.
That is real samadhi. And More than this samadhi, gopis are always in samadhi. They're taking prasadam, decorating with Krishna, but they are in samadhi. You cannot imagine, even yogis cannot imagine how high class of this samadhi. Sahaj samadhi.
After smarandasha or samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position.
Oh, now he knows. And now he can engage that his soul in service of Radha and Krishna. Then no lust will come. Mind will not go here and there. And then he is perfect. At that time,
he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna.
Mm.
This is called Sampati Dasha, the perfection of life.
Now, there are so many things, but you should read and try to follow Gaur Premananda.
Gurudev, on text number 5, you said we should mentally honor even those who don't know how to properly honor pure Vaishnavas. But what if somebody is chanting and actually offending pure Vaishnavas?
Not offending, but not giving respect. This is a stage. In that stage, we should try to help that poor, that Kanishtha Adhikari, to develop his stage. That is the mercy of kripa of Madhyam Adhikari to Kanishta, he should do. He does not know anything. If you're this little baby here making his stool and doing this, is this offense or ignorance? What should you do? You should throw out that boy or what? Never do. So we will have to think all these things.
Earlier, she was describing how Grandfather Bhishma Dev, he was influenced by bad association. But also, he's Mahajan.
Yes.
So he's really just showing us.
He's Mahajan, that is why he's telling like this. That at that time, I was influenced by taking prasadam from the house of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan was serving. So I became in doubt so many things, and I was not at that time pure. He has accepted himself, though he is Mahabhagavat. And he is Mahabhagavat in this sense that he told true.
Was he actually influenced, or he was just allowing the pastimes to?
Oh, he's telling that a person like me can influence by this. Then what to tell others? Go, Premananda.